Parak Beis Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Arba Esis Udos Chayv Adam La'achol B'Sukkah. A person is obligated to have 14 meals in the Sukkah over Sukkahs, because Sukkahs is 7 days, and you have a night meal and a morning meal. So in total, you should have 14 meals in the Sukkah, and you're obligated to have these 14 meals in the Sukkah. Achas b'yom v'achas b'layla, once in the morning, once in the evening, throughout the 7 days of Sukkos. And the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, b'sukkos teishvu, you should sit in Sukkos. And we learn out this concept called teishvu ke'en tiduru, sit in the Sukkah like you sit in your house. So Rabbi Eliezer says, just like at your house, right, if you eat it, you have one meal in the morning, one meal in the evening, so do in the Sukkah. You have one meal in the morning, one meal in the evening, and it's an obligation. Every day you have to be having one in the evening, one in the morning, throughout the mitzvah, throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkos in the Sukkah. The Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim argue. They say, no, ain l'davar kitzvah. There's no set amount. Rather, whenever a person wants to eat, so then don't eat out of the Sukkah. Just eat in the Sukkah. You're not obligated to have 14 meals, two each day, throughout the 7 days of the Chag. No. You eat when you want, and you don't eat when you don't want. So the Chachamim learned out from the pasuk of Teishvu came to Duru that just like in your house, there's no set amount to what you eat. So in the Sukkah, there's no set amount to what you eat. So they're totally, you know, opposite end over here. They say that you don't have to have a specific number of meals. It's just when you do eat, eat in the Sukkah. Except Chutz Milila Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Bavad, except for the first night of Yom Tov, yes, then you have to eat in the Sukkah. You're obligated to eat a Seuda in the Sukkah, because we learn out a Gzeirah Shavah, juxtaposition from the mitzvah, from the Yom Tov of Sukkot to the Yom Tov of Pesach, that just like on the first night there's an obligation to eat the matzah, so too on Sukkot, the first night there's an obligation to have a Seuda in the Sukkah. So that's from a Gzeirah Sukkot, there's a pasuk in the Torah that we're learning it out from. But otherwise, rest of Yom Tov, you don't have to have 14 meals per se, or let's say 13 meals now. Rather, whenever you eat in the Sukkah. When you don't eat, you don't eat in the Sukkah. And there's no specific number of meals you have to have. Excuse me. V'yod Amar Rabbi Eliezer. And further, Rabbi Eliezer says, Mi shelo achal lil Yom Tov Rishon. It's going back to Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, who holds you have to have 14 meals. He says, if you have a guy who didn't eat the meal the first night of Sukkot, so then Yashlim B'lil Yom Tov HaAchron, he could actually make it up. He could eat the night of Shmini Hatzeres, a Seuda, an additional meal, in order to make up the first meal he missed on the first night of Sukkot. Granted, he'll be eating it out of the Sukkah, because it's not Sukkot anymore, it's Shmini Hatzeres, right? It's Simchas Torah, but he can make it up nonetheless. The Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say, nope, Ein L'davar Tashlumin, the other thing is Tashlumin is paying up a meal that you missed for the first Yom Tov of Sukkot. And Azan Hemar, and this the Torah says, Me'uvas lo yuchal litkon, a crooked one, he cannot fix. V'chesron lo yuchal limanos, and one that is lacking, he cannot complete. Meaning they're quoting a pasuk, but they're just, you know, stressing their point. That there are concepts in Yiddishkeit where if you miss something, you can make it up. Like if you miss Shachris, you daven to Mincha, if you miss Mincha, you daven to Marevs, etc. We do find this concept. Without regards to eating a meal, and if you miss the meal, don't even try making up. There's no point. Chum hold that there is no such thing as making up a meal. And in addition, they hold there's no such thing as having 14 meals. It's really as many meals or as little meals as you want. Of course, with the exception of the first night, that's an obligation, even according to the Chumim. But even according to the Chum, if you miss the first night, so you missed it, and you can't make it up, and there's no room to make it up. And one who tries to make it up is considered a crooked one who's trying to fix his ways that aren't fixable. That concludes Mishnah Vav, and we actually paskin like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Eliezer. Mishnah Zayin. Mishahaya Rosho Veruba B'Sukkah. If a person has his head, and most of his body is inside the Sukkah, but B'Shulchan B'Sukkah Abayis, the table, is actually inside the house. So now he's got most of his body in the Sukkah, but the table he's eating from is in the house. So what's the deal? B'Shami Post, B'Shami say it's invalid. He doesn't get the mitzvah. But it's still right, because Shammai will say, look, there's a table there. So you're not, you know, granted half of you is in the Sukkah, but the other half is eating at the table, and you're not. Whereas Beisil Machshim, Beisil say it's kosher, because half of you is still in the Sukkah. The truth is, it's Rosh of Ruba, your head and most of your body. So your head and most of your body is in the Sukkah. And then you have this table outside the Sukkah. So what's the reason of the Machlokas over here? Rabbi Shammai say it's no good, and Basil say it's fine. So the Bartanur explains that actually we paskin in this case like Beis Shammai that it's no good. And whether we're talking about a big sukkah, where you're sitting at the entrance of the sukkah and the table's, you know, in the house, or a tiny little sukkah that only holds your head and most of your body, and therefore the Rosh of Rubov Shulchano, or whereas Beim Sukkah Katana, She'ena Machzek as Rosh of Rubov Shulchano, right, or a small sukkah that only has room for your head and most of your body, Rubo, most of your body, but the table is outside the sukkah. So it's two different cases, it doesn't really matter. But whether it's a gigantic sukkah, you just happen to be sitting at the entrance and then the table's in the house. So you have your head and most of your body in the sukkah, but you're eating from the table in the house. Or whether it's a tiny sukkah that you can only fit your head and most of your body, but the table has to be outside the sukkah. Hakol aser, everything's aser. Gezerashim yimshich achar shulchano. So like this. It doesn't matter how big the sukkah is. It doesn't matter how small the sukkah is. If you have your head and rove most of your body in the sukkah, and the table outside the sukkah, so Beis Shammai say it's no good because we're afraid you're going to pull yourself after the table and then you won't be in the sukkah at all. Whereas Beis Hillel say that no, we're not concerned about that. You still have your head and most of your body in the sukkah and that's good enough. So that's what it comes down to. And we pass in the halacha like Beis Shammai. Amr Lahan, so Beis Hillel's response, Amr Lahan, Beis Hillel responds to Beis Shammai, Lo kacha yamaisa, was there not a story? Shehochu zikni Beis Shammai, the elders of Beis Shammai, of you guys, and Vizikni Beis Hillel, the elders of Beis Hillel of us, Levakesh Rabbi Yochanan ben HaChorani, they went to go visit Rabbi Yochanan ben HaChorani, the son of Chorani, Umutza'u, they found him, Shehoya Yoshev Roshev Ruba B'sukkah, that his head, and most of his body was in the sukkah, V'shulchan HaBetoch HaBayis, with the table was in his house, V'lo Amru Lo Davar, and no one said anything to him, right? They let him do what he had to do. So you see from here a proof that it's fine to have your head and most of your body in the sukkah, even the tables outside the sukkah. So Beis Hillel is asking on Beis Shammai, like, hey, who are you guys to invalidate this? Here you have a proof from a big sage that went ahead and practiced like this. Amr Lahan, Beis Shammai responded to Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, what, from there there's a proof? No way. Af him Amru lo. No, the Chachamim, the elders, they said to Rabbi Yochanan ben HaChorani, let's see over here. Yeah, they responded to him. Im Kena Yisanoeg, if you're going to accustom yourself like this, Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, then you have never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah in all your days on this world. Meaning, don't tell me that they didn't respond. Sure, they responded. And they responded very, very sharply. They very, very sharp. They said, if you always eat in the sukkah like this, then you never got your mitzvah. So Beis Hillel, I don't know what you're trying to say, that the Chacham never said anything to him. They did say something to him. And they said that if this is how you were doing your mitzvah sukkah, you never fulfilled it. Because the table's got to be in the sukkah also. So it comes out, Beis Hillel have no proof. We pass like Beis Shammai la halacha. So if you have a small sukkah, you got to make sure there's enough room for that table. Because you can't just have your head and most of your body in the sukkah. And the table, you know, outside on the porch or in the house. You got to have everything in the sukkah when you're eating in the sukkah.